Blog Talk Radio.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Jesus the Only Way radio blog. My name is Faith Dean, and I am your host. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's give God some praise. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you,
God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you do, and thank you, Jesus, for this day. Right now, today, we are going to be speaking on what is your favorite verse or your favorite scripture. And I want everyone to state that and just say why. Whatever reason that you have, just state why. And before we get started, would you have Sister Beverly? Good afternoon, Sister Beverly. Would you like to open us up in prayer? Good afternoon, Sister Beverly. Okay, Deacon Chapman, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Okay, Father God, as we come to you faithfully to in this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are very glad in it. Thanking you, Father, for life and breath. Thank you for the resurrected Son Jesus. And always, Father, indwelling Holy Spirit that dwells amongst all believers of faith that believe in the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless all those that are listening, Father. Bless this radio station. Bless Sister Faith. That's the host, Father. And I pray that each and every one will be encouraged by whatever is presented today, and that it will open up their hearts, open up their minds, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We're going to be speaking on Jesus, the Only Way radio blog about scriptures and verses, and it doesn't matter how we get started. So if anyone want to go ahead and start.
Okay, I'll start with one passage.
Okay.
Oh, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was having a little difficult problems here on my end. But, I'll start off with a particular passage that I really like. And it would be, because there's so many in Scripture, so really sometimes it gets kind of hard to just pinpoint a particular passage. But one passage of Scripture that I really like and it blesses my soul is out of John, the 14th chapter, and it's verses starting at verse 1, down through about verse 3, I believe. But it says, do not let your heart be troubled. And this is Jesus Christ speaking as he's comforting his disciples. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And it says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so as Christ was speaking to his disciples, those words are comfort for those of us that follow after him also. And he assures us in his word that where he is, we shall be also. And it's just such a comforting section when I read it, because Christ tells us that, you know, if this were not so, I would tell you. So he's not one that is going around trying to be a jokester or anything like that. But, I mean, he's just saying and telling it just like it is. And so that has a lot of meaning for me as a Christian person, that I can hold on to these promises, because they're promises from God. They're promises of things that's going to be fulfilled, and that we can really be assured of the fact that where he is, there we shall be also. So that's just one of many, many passages throughout Scripture that it speaks to my heart, and it just gives me something to just hold on to, and every time I read it, it just brings this thrill into my heart that he speaks about his Father's house and how many dwelling places there are and how he's gone to prepare it and how one day we'll be with him. And so that's one passage that really speaks to my heart. So I'll let somebody else say something, and I'll come back in later on with another passage, because like I said, there's so many different passages that mean so much to me in God's word, but that one really, really tugs at my heart.
Amen, amen. I agree with you, Sister Beverly. You know, we hear so much things that people put in our heads, and we're not sure what to believe or what not to believe, but when it comes to God's word, we can stand on his word, we can believe it, and it becomes living in our lives, because it is truth. And you don't have to worry about anybody telling you anything different. If it doesn't come from God, then it must not be true. But to know that we have a place to go, that means a lot, because sometimes we don't know where we're going to go. But when you speaking on God's word, you know exactly where you're going when he says it in his word.
Amen. Amen. And I really like it. I like it when he starts off the passage by saying, do not let your heart be troubled. So, I mean, God,
yes,
for us being his children, he doesn't want us to be worried. He doesn't want us to be stressed out. He doesn't want us to be concerned. I mean, there's just scripture all throughout that tells us that he doesn't want us living a life like that, because he tells us, you know, to cast all of our cares on him. He tells us to give him our heavy loads and our heavy burdens and all. And so this is why these three verses here in John 14 are so very, very comforting and so very soothing to me as a child of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Viola Louise Anderson is a good friend of mine and also has been on the radio blog several times. And she was not able to be on the radio blog, but she spoke something and she wanted me to read it. And so I'm going to go ahead and read it. And this is coming from Viola Louise Anderson. And she says, one of my favorite scriptures is John 3:16. And it says, if it has not been for God's love for me and Jesus' obedience, I would still be dead in my sin. Let me see. This is not the scripture. This is what she's saying. So I'm going to go to John. And I'm going to read the scripture. 3:16. And it says, and said unto them, that so doth 3:16. Take these things hence, make not my father's house and house of merchandise. I hope I'm in the right scripture, but anyway. If it had not been for God's love for me and Jesus' obedience, I would still be dead in my sins and not have a relationship with my Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ and eternal life. I could not walk in the freedom that I walk in today. The truth, the way, and the life, my life with and in the true life, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love can't get no better than that. Jesus gave for me and you, and be blessed. So, we just wanted to share that. I'm going to just read one scripture for me that means a lot to me. And this one is Psalms 19 and 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. A lot of times we go through things in life and maybe people may not say things that'll be pleasing to you, and sometimes you want to say something not pleasing back. But you have to think about God is listening to everything you're saying. He's listening to your heart. And so I always wanted to be able to let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to God. I want them to be pleasing to him, and I had to learn how to do that. And so that scripture stays on my heart all the time before I speak to another person, because I don't know what they may be going through, even though they may come at me in a different kind of way. But I want to be able to speak in a positive way to inspire and to lead a person to the Lord, but my mind has to be in the same place. So I try to use that scripture on a daily basis in my life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I want to please God. I don't want to disappoint him. I know he already knows my heart, the things that I will be going through, the things that the test in my life and things like that. But that's important to me and my relationship with the Lord, is to be pleasing to him. Okay, so that's just one of them. Someone else can go ahead and share what they'd like. Does anyone else have another scripture they would like to share and the reason why?
I'll share one, Sister Faith.
Okay.
In fact, I had quite a few, but Second Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, needed not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Mm-hmm. And also Matthew 14:15, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and a few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. And also 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And in the Old Testament, Psalms 119:11, thy word I hide in my heart that I might not sin against thee. But there are many favorite scriptures of mine in the Bible, but these always popped out because I'm supposed to, as a believer and a faithful servant of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm supposed to study and show myself approved, but also I'm supposed to be to the point where I'm not only a talking example and a teaching example, but a living example, because in breakdown 2 Timothy 2:15 is saying of being a worker who's not ashamed and who used the true teaching in the right way, and stay away from foolish, useless talk, because that will lead other people further away from God. Because we, as a witness, we are supposed to lead people to God and not turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your opinion or your interpretation, it's what the word says. And if you don't exactly understand what the word said, pray and ask God for revelation and knowledge and guidance by the Holy Spirit of his word, because that was a scripture that says, seek, in Corinthians says, seek another man's wealth before your own. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't really understand. Why would I seek another man? Then when it dawned on me what that meant through the Spirit was that if I see somebody in need, because his wealth could be poverty, be wealth and poverty, so I'm supposed to reach out and help that person. And by doing that, because God said, what Jesus said, what you do in secret will become to, he'll bless you openly. And the thing about it is the study. We have to constantly have a study habit and a prayer life. And you're supposed to let the mercy and our salvation always be according to the word, not to man's opinion or woman's opinion, but we are to word. What the word say? Okay, I'll give it over to somebody else.
Okay. Anyone else want to share their scriptures and how, why they're based or why? Sister Beverly?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Sister Beverly, are you there? Okay. We have, I have one, and it's actually two. This one is just Isaiah 43, and it's two. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. And the other one is, both of these I relate to in kind of the same instance. Remember ye not the former thing, this is Isaiah 43 and 18. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And those two scriptures, when I was going through some very hard times, but in the same sense, transitioning to not being part of the world, but being transformed, I had to go through a lot of things that I was not understanding. And those scriptures spoke to me because whatever I'm going through at this given moment is just for me, but it's not going to stay that way. And even though it was hard at the time, it was actually teaching me and showing me a new way of learning something, not depending on the old way. The old way I know more. God is showing me something new. And it was a transitional thing for me. And so I always look at those scriptures actually to help me be a better person and to get closer to God and to understand him as opposed to what I didn't know. So it's more or less God's truth versus my truth. My truth was truth, but God is showing me his truth. And it was in that transitional thing. And so each day is a new day. You're learning new things each day. I thank God that we wake up each morning because he's got more things that he's showing us. And we have to stay used to that because he's teaching us things, and we're learning things, and we can stand on His word and everything that He says. And those are just two of the scriptures that I like that relate together for me. Does anyone else have anything they would like to share?
Yes. You know what? I'm having all kinds of issues today. I thought I was talking, and I found that I was on mute. But
Yes.
I thought I was talking, and then I realized, oh, they're not hearing a thing that I'm saying. But another passage that I liked was 1 John 1:9, which says, mm-hmm. if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so that is a very, very hopeful passage right there. It gives people a lot of hope because we serve a God that's saying that we can come and we can confess our sins and that He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So not only does He forgive us, but He cleanses us in all of that. And there's other passages of Scripture that relate to this, that when God is willing to forgive us, He tells us that He'll put whatever it is into the small of His back, or He'll take and He'll cast it into the deep of the sea, not to ever be remembered anymore. Because so many times, people, they may forgive you, but they may be unwilling to want to forget, you know, because it's read you back up in your mind. And people have a tendency to do those types of things. But here in this passage of 1 John 1:9, it just says that God is so faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we come and confess that to Him. So that's the thing about it. He knows all, He sees all, He hears all, but it's incumbent upon us to confess that sin. And once we confess that sin,
hello?
Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'm pretty much done, but I'm just there's a lot of background noise that I'm hoping somebody will mute out.
It's mute. Anyway, I have one scripture on here. This is from Gemma Williams. Gemma Williams is not able to speak today because she's had some dental work, but she really wanted to be able to share her verse. And so she typed it to me, and I'm going to read it. This is from Gemma Williams from the Virgin Islands, and her scripture is Psalm 46:9-10. And I'm going to read them. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures. And Gemma's saying here that scripture is a reminder that when she goes to God, whenever I can't handle things, I must just leave it and let Him handle it. I still try and solve the problems on my own, and then that passage in scripture always comes in her mind. And I just say, all right, God, I will let you do your work. And so this is from Gemma Williams. She just spoke that a few minutes ago, and I thought that was a great scripture as well. Because God does speak to us, especially when we're doing things on our own. He, just like Sister Beverly says, He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to do anything because it's taking time away from Him. Because He's going to do all the work. He's going to do everything that He wants us to do. And so I'm glad that Gemma was able to share that. and that scripture came to her mind. Anytime she has some things that she can't handle, that scripture comes to mind. So does anyone else have anything they would like to share? And thank you, Sister Beverly, for what you shared as well.
Yeah, that was great, Sister Beverly. I have
sure
one.
Was.
But come to mind, since you was stating what the ladies are, favorite scripture from the Olive Book, and it's in Matthew 16 after Peter had rebuked Jesus. In the 24th verse, Jesus said unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Now, it's not that we take up a physical cross or symbolic cross, but what he's saying that we have to have devotion and commitment to him and only to him. Not to man, not to our thoughts, not to our emotions or our will, but God does give up permissive will, but we all supposed to do what the will of God is. And the only way that we can know what the will of God, we have to study to show ourselves approved and find out what his will is for us as a child of God. We are all God's children, but once you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and has the indwelling Holy Spirit in you, now you become a child of God. And you have to stay committed and stay devoted to him. Back to you, Sister Faye.
Okay, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was a good one.
Something else I'd like to share, because I really kind of forgot at the time when we were talking about 2 Timothy 2, study yourself approved. Okay, and that's like rightly divided, because, you know, when you're building a road, you have to have a straight road. But some roads are winding, but Jesus said in Matthew, that 7th chapter, that broad is the way and narrow is the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And straight is the path. But the thing about it is that we can stumble and sway on the broad way, but on the narrow way, we have to walk straight and walk straight toward him. Because if the contractor has drew up a design for a road and say a certain mileage of it is straight, but if the construction workers or the foreman doesn't follow that design, that road would become, and there's nothing crooked about the word of God. It leads from word of mouth of God through the Spirit into his prophets of old, into now the apostles, to us. And we're supposed to take that word and be a witness of him. And only him, because Christ is our peace, and that's what we are supposed to always witness about, the peace of him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 23 always been my favorite. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I really love that scripture. And there was an incident that there was a person that didn't know me, but she would never say anything to me, never speak. So I've been through this, talking to this person, was trying to, but she would never say anything. You know, she would just turn her back on me. So this particular time I said, she came to me and God told me to get up and give her a hug. So I got up and I gave her a hug. And so later on, we was at a funeral, and she was coming down the walkway, and I got out of the way so she could go ahead of me. And I said, she said, no, that's okay. You can go ahead. And she said, thank you. And then later on again, I seen her again, and she looked at me eye to eye, and she came over to me, and she gave me a hug, and she took my hand, and she said, you know, Faith, there's something about you that's different. And you gave me a hug this morning. And she says, people always reject me or always won't say nothing to me, and I just felt like nobody liked me. But you turned it around. You paid attention to me. You showed love to me. And that, I just did what God told me to do. Because you just never know what another person is going through. And though maybe she made her think that she didn't know me in that manner, you just got to show some love from God. It's the love that God has given me. But some people just need to be loved back. And so it's kind of like broke the ice, and we was able to communicate, and we can talk and things like that, because she's part of the family, and I just didn't want that type of relationship to happen, to everybody to show love to each other. And I just wanted to share that.
I'd like to make a comment on that scripture that Sister Beverly, which was very, very, I think, a very powerful recognition about confession. Because when we realize our guilt, locks the door to forgiveness. And C.S. Lewis said one time that no man, how bad he is, still does not know that he has sinned unless he tried to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to confess and acknowledge our sins. And like I was saying, that was a very important verse that she brought up, because God's forgiveness starts with confession. Because we have to confess and acknowledge our sins. And I think, well, I've known many people who say, well, I don't commit no sins. I'm totally forgiven. But I asked a question one time in class, do we sin and become a sinner? And people say, yeah. I said, no, the answer is we are a sinner that sins. We are born sinners. But the thing about it, we can free ourselves from guilt by acknowledging and confessing ourselves, the guilt of ourselves, and expose the truth of ourselves, get into ourselves, and put it before God. Ask for His forgiveness. Ask for His forgiveness. Pray for His forgiveness. And once He has forgiven us, that's a daily basis, because what did Jesus say? Forgiveness is 70 times 7?
Amen.
A whole lot of forgiving. That's a whole lot of forgiving. So the thing about it is that, like I said, realizing we are not perfect, and a lot of us come short of confessing our sins and our guilt, because we commit sins knowingly and unknowingly on a daily basis. And guess what? God is all knowing, all seeing, all hearing.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
For bringing that out,
amen.
You know, because John.
Amen.
John. Picture for us about forgiveness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for expounding more on it. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just about got to the end. That was very nice to bring that out and everybody's reasons as to why. And we also glorify God by speaking of Him and His holiness. And so with that, Sister Beverly, would you like to close in prayer?
Okay, I will. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we just come once again before your precious throne of grace, and we just give praise, glory, and honor unto you. We thank you once again, Father God, for this avenue that you have allowed for us to be in and to participate in here today once again. We thank you, Father God, or I thank you, Father God, for those that participated on the line here today and every verse that was spoken about. I thank you for those, Father God, that sent by way of a text those verses that meant so much to them. I just thank you, Father God, for this word of yours, the Holy Scriptures, that we have the answers for everything in life. And there is that acronym that has already been penned about your word, the Bible, as being the basic instruction book before leaving earth. And truly, it is the book that all of us that you have created on this earth need to get into and to understand it and to have others to help us to understand it. So we just thank you for your mighty word that's at our disposal, Father God. And we just give your name the praise, glory, and the honor for everything that has transpired here today. And these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have Gemma Williams with another scripture. I'll see if I can try to get this one in there too. Before we close it, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7, I'll read it. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And that was a very nice scripture in closing. And so we'll see you guys next week. We'll have Sister Andrea speaking, and whatever the Lord has placed on her heart, be prepared. Have pens and papers. I got scriptures because I know she's going to give us a good word, and we're all excited about it. So tune in for next week. Wednesday the 8th. With that, everyone have a wonderful evening. And God bless
you. We have 1 minute left, huh?
Oh, we do. Oh.
Okay, I just like to respond back on that thing. A little story came to me about a farmer bought some land and he plowed and threw out all the stones. And the next year, he plowed a little deeper. He found more stone. He plowed the third year, he found more stone. And he threw them aside. And that goes back to that confession and sin. So we have to constantly dig into ourselves and our heart and find and clear ourselves of all the sins that they're confessing. But thank you for giving me that minute.
Amen. You're welcome. And for Gemma Williams, for Colossians chapter 2, 6 and 7, she says her reason is, it reminds me that I have Jesus in me and that I must always have faith, because once I have and stay focused, everything will come to me at the appointed time, and I must not give up. And that's right, we must not give up. God doesn't ever give up on us, so we cannot give up on him. And again, all of you guys have a wonderful evening. God bless you. May the peace of the Lord always be with you. All right, good night.